Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, September the 10th. And I come to you sadly off another series loss by this Philadelphia Phillies team as when the games have mattered the most, the Phillies have found a way to recede into themselves the most, as well as this season is slowly yet surely slipping away from this Philadelphia Phillies team. The Phillies lose 2 of 3 over the weekend from the Mets. They just can't seem to beat this Mets team, which goes against all logic, and yet they find a way to lose 2 of 3 at worst, or 3 of 5, or whatever it is. Seemingly every time they play them, yes, they got Noah Syndergaard. Yes, they got Jacob DeGrom. No, it doesn't matter. You're a Philadelphia Phillies team who's fighting for a playoff spot. There's a New York Mets team whose season has been over for well over a month. And yet the Mets still find it in themselves to take another series, especially frustrating after the Phillies win on Friday 4-3. And then unable to close out even one of the next two to get a series win, as the Phillies again now fall to 74-68, worst record in a while, only 6 games over .500, currently 4.5 games behind those Atlanta Braves, 4.5 games back of the wild card spot with only 20 games to play. Sure, it's not 7 back with 17 to play, but it's not that far off right now as this Phillies team has really put themselves in a hole. Probably a hole they're not going to climb out of. We are at the point now where I've certainly been preaching, and we'll dive into the weekend's baseball. We'll look ahead to the week to come, but I have certainly been one of the few trying to preach that while I wouldn't have bet on the Phillies making the playoffs after the way this has played out, I also preach that the season wasn't quite over yet, that they were still in it, and it was true. Now we're at the point where, yes, technically, especially with 7 of your last 11 against the Braves and the other 4 against the Rockies, are in first place in the NL West. Look, that mathematically, sure, the Phillies are in this, but it's at the point where, you know, you'd be deceiving yourself to really believe that this team can come back from 4.5 down with 20 games to play. It's a very unlikely. I mean, that's the situation we put ourselves in, right? It's incredibly unlikely that this team is able to make up that sort of deficit in either race. The wild card race, even more unlikely in that they have so many teams they have to pass, as you've got the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Rockies obviously leading that division, but also the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks all in front of you in terms of you'd have to leap all those teams in order to win the wild card, whereas in the division, at least, you only have to leap the Braves, who you play 7 times. But again, just where you look at this Phillies team right now, and I mean, when you're talking about being 4.5 back, let's say that they go into that final 7 games out of 11 stretch with the Braves down 4 games. Let's give them a half game there. Forgetting what you do against the Rockies and what the Braves do, and they're 3 games in between there. I mean, you know, you have to win 6 out of 7 is what the position you're putting yourself in. I guess if you win 5 out of 7, you would tie them potentially. Am I correct? Yeah, no, you'd even be down a game still. So, the Phillies have not put themselves in a great position here, and it's just a frustrating spot for, and again, all with the caveat that it's all gravy, baby. This has been a great year. I am disappointed that I don't believe they're going to make the playoffs. I certainly was looking forward to the prospect of playoff baseball in Philadelphia. Again, it's been a while. But I think we're going to have to wait one more year. And I'll make the prediction now. It is September the 10th. I'll say it. The Phillies are making the playoffs next year. I don't even think it's that bold a prediction. They're going to make the playoffs next year. Another year of growth. All these reps that mattered translating over. And, oh, yeah, I think they're going to make some big moves this offseason. Some splash moves, you might say. Regardless, I think that it is fair to head into these final 3 weeks of the season and not feel very bullish about this team's chances to make the playoffs. Let's dive into the weekend of action, then we'll take a look at where they stand specifically in the National League and in the race, and then what's coming up ahead. But first, looking back at a frustrating weekend of baseball. No other way to put it. That has been the word of the day, the word of the week, the word of the month for this Phillies team. Frustrating, as it was a team that we had felt so good about, and also about the way they played, the resiliency, the toughness, the fact that it really never felt like they were out of a baseball game. It never felt like they were out of a stretch of baseball games. It always felt like this team was going to battle back, like this team had some fight left in them. And over the last month and a half, since July 26th, the last time this team won a series, we've just continued to see it kind of slip and slip and slip away. The things that made this team so great have just have kind of fallen by the wayside. And I think you could say maybe they played over their heads. I think you could say maybe they overachieved for a while, and they're coming back to who they were. Certainly the run differential says that. But again, if you watch this team play on a night-in, night-out basis, you know that they had something this year at times. Something fun, something special, a toughness, a resiliency, all that. It was real. It's just ultimately talent and experience and everything caught up with them. But it's been a hell of a ride. Looking back at the weekend of baseballs, the Phillies started out well. They get the win on Friday. They get the job done with Aaron Nola on the 4-3 victory. Not even Nola's best stuff, but just good enough to get the job done, get his 16th win. Goes 7 innings, 3 earned runs allowed, 3 hits, only 1 walk, so didn't allow a lot of base runners. 8 strikeouts to 1 walk there as Nola, yet again, getting the job done. Sir Anthony and Tommy Hunter continues to pitch well, come in to shut that one down, a 4-3 victory. Carlos Santana getting in on the action with a big bomb. Monster home run, Reese Hoskins would homer every single game over the weekend as Reese gets it going. I had said that potentially one of the things that could get this team going, and it was Reese Hoskins' homer in the eighth inning that gave this team the lead in that game that would ultimately win 4-3. I thought, Reese back gets going. Maybe this team can ride a hot Reese Hoskins to the end of the season. And Reese bat looks like it's getting going a little bit, but unfortunately is not borne out in victories for this team. Is on Saturday, you're feeling really good about this team winning on Friday, a tough fought win. They win it for Nola. You come back on Saturday, you got Zach Eflin on the hill, and it was over before it started. Zach Eflin, just a abysmal outing. Gives up 6 runs in the blink of an eye. Ultimately ends up going 3 innings, 6 earned runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. Not a great outing for Zach Eflin. Todd Frazier, a mammoth home run off him. And again, Eflin, man, I think if you look at, and the Phillies got to Syndergaard a little bit as he gets the win, but goes 6 2/3 and gives up 4 in runs. They were able to get something going against him, but the Mets just keep pulling away, able to score some runs off Adam Morgan off the bullpen. But Zach Eflin, man, you want to talk about disappointing Phillies, disappointing guys who have disappointed as of late. I think you have to put Zach Eflin at the top of that list, and I think that we all expected Eflin to come back to the pack a little bit. I didn't expect the guy we saw in June to be the guy we would see in September, but I thought maybe we'd see flashes of that guy, just pieces of that guy. But Eflin has been an out-and-out, really just a disaster over his last month or so, especially over his last few starts, just basically a pinata version of a pitcher, as in everything gets hit. So not a great outing for Eflin. The Phillies fall on Saturday 10-5, but hey, you still have a chance to win the series. All you got to do is send Vinny Velasquez out there. As the Phillies unable to get it done on Sunday, a bummer too, because you're expecting them to take on Jacob deGrom. Ultimately, that's not what happens. They get Corey Oswalt. You're like, all right, we got a chance here. It was supposed to be deGrom. And the Phillies still couldn't get the job done. And that's what's so frustrating. Vincent Velasquez, another rough showing for Vinny. 5 earned, allowed in 4 innings. 7 hits, 1 walk. 4 strikeouts. Man, this one, of all the ones, was the one that bummed me out the most. The Phillies get a 2-1 lead early. And then all of a sudden, the 5th inning comes along and the Mets put up a 4 spot. The Phillies try and battle back, add a couple runs, unable to get done. Rhys Hoskins, another homer. 3 straight games with homers, his 30th of the season. Carlos Santana homers again, his 23rd. But that was the one for me. The loss on Sunday, the whole series a bummer. But when you win on Friday, lose like you did on Saturday, get your butts whooped on Saturday, I should say. And then to come back on Sunday, and it should have been DeGrom. You should be facing Jacob DeGrom and you get a reprieve. No Jacob DeGrom. You're just facing Corey Oswalt. Corey freaking Oswalt. Not Roy. Corey Oswalt probably maybe not even better than Roy Oswalt is right now. Slight hyperbole there, but come on. You know what I'm saying? You get a chance there. And I think that's emblematic of what this Phillies team has been the last month plus here. The disappointment there in that every spot, every single spot, over the last month and a half, other than when they played the Boston Red Sox, every single spot where this team has been in a situation where you said going in, man, this is a huge game. Man, they have to win this game. Man, they got to win this series. Man, they could really use a series win. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Any of those spots, they've lost them all. They've yet to win one of those games. The only ones they've won are when their backs are against the wall and they're about to get swept. Man, it's been so incredibly frustrating over the last month and a half to watch a team that was so resilient, so tough, that seemed to win series just on chutzpah alone, falling into this this team that just doesn't come through in big spots, right? I mean, we've seen it. Look at the last time they played the Mets. That game in Williamsport, it still sticks out to me. The chance to win that series. Things were moving your way. The Braves had lost earlier in the day. And they crapped the bed. There's no other way to put what they did in Williamsport other than they crapped the freaking bed. They stunk it up. They got their butts whooped. And then they keep doing it series after series after series. When you feel like, they're heading into Toronto, they should handle the Blue Jays. They lose the first two. When you're facing the New York Mets in New York and you miss Jacob DeGrom and you have Corey Oswalt in a game to win a freaking series for the first time in a month and a half, you beat Corey Oswalt. When you're facing the Marlins with a chance to win a series, you know what you do? You beat the Marlins. That's the frustrating thing about this Phillies team right now, is that we all know the talent is there. We all know that they have the ability to be resilient, to fight, to be tough, to play tough, to pitch well, to this, to that, to this, to that. And it's just been a different team over the last month, and that's it's upsetting, it's frustrating, it's a bummer. As you know, you had high hopes, no pun intended, for this Phillies team. Playoff hopes, dreams of grandeur, and all that, and to just see it go down the way it's gone down, I think it would have been a lot easier for people if maybe the Phillies played a little better baseball, won some series, maybe took the Braves down to the wire here. And again, as I said before at the start of the show, they still can, I suppose. Just not counting on it. But regardless, I think that's what's made it especially frustrating with this Phillies team, as They've had so many opportunities that they could have taken advantage of, and they have not. And it's been a bummer over the last month plus. We'll talk more about it coming up. We'll dive into the actual standings just to take a look, a greater look at where the Phillies are at compared to the rest of the teams in the National League and how the playoff situation is shaking out. And, of course, we'll look ahead to the week to come as, you know, you can't really talk about getting excited about playing bad teams anymore because the bad teams beat the crap out of the Phillies. But we can hope against hope that doesn't happen. They're playing a Nationals team that has handled them the last few times they played them. Of course, the worst loss of the season coming against that Nationals team is Vincent Velasquez tagging up or not at second base. But that is coming up. We'll dive into that and the rest of the schedule as well. All that more coming up. It's Phillies Today. It's James Seltzer. We're coming right back. We are back. Phillies Today, James Seltzer, as we have dived into another frustrating weekend of Phillies baseball, as I feel like every time I talk to you on a Monday lately. But oh, they couldn't beat the Blue Jays. Oh, they couldn't beat the Mets. Oh, they couldn't beat the Nationals. God, it's so frustrating. As this Phillies team has just really dug themselves a hole that I think it might be too deep to get out of. It's, of course, not impossible, as we talked about. 7 with 17 to left is certainly a more drastic situation than the one they're in now, but not much better, as the Phillies sitting 4.5 games back of the Atlanta Braves with only 20 games to play. So not great, Bob. Also 4.5 back of the wild card with 20 to play. The wild card, you're behind the Brewers, who are in first, the first wild card spot, then the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and then the Phillies, and then you're not even including the fact the Rockies are also kind of in that mix. The Cubs with the best record in the National League. So right now, just looking at it that way, the Phillies have the eighth best record in the National League at the moment. So trying to leapfrog a lot of teams to get in that wild card race. And then, of course, 4.5 back at the Atlanta Braves. Sure, you've got three. But I think to illustrate, think about it this way. How long has it been since the Phillies are now closer to the Nationals? The Nationals at 8 games back of the Braves are 3.5 games behind the Phillies, whereas the Phillies are 4.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves. It's been a long time since we've seen that situation shake out that way. As, a Phillies team that's 31-42 on the road right now. So, look, here's the thing. And, again, real quick, when you look at the wild card race, I think the Phillies need to win the division. I think that's just too many teams to jump. They are currently, the Brewers are 6.5 games up on the Phillies. 7 games up on the Phillies for that first wild card. The Cardinals 4.5 up for the second wild card. The Dodgers are 3.5 up on the Phillies. The Diamondbacks 1.5 up on the Phillies. So all those teams plus the division leaders ahead of the Phillies in the National League wild card race, as this Phillies team has really, really dug themselves a hole as of late. The run differential now down to minus 13. That is not great. Pretty rough to look at those numbers. I mean, there is no other team with a record above 500 in the National League, and even a couple with records below 500 who have better run differentials than the Phillies. So not ideal. Quick look at the American League. It looks like the division winner's pretty much locked in with the Red Sox taking the East, 98-46, unbelievable, 52 games above 500. The Indians, 15.5 up in the Central. They will win that going away. Fun team in the playoffs, too. And then the West still in play is the Astros, 2.5 up on the Oakland A's at 87-57, 30 games above 500, as it does look like the wild card's pretty much, the wild card even more locked in, it looks like, as the Yankees will take the first wild card, and then the Athletics, 7.5 games up on the Mariners right now. So you know who your teams will be. The 5 playoff teams in the American League, lock them in. It's over. National League, we don't. And it's going to be a fun race. And look, I think that when you look at as many teams as there are competing for divisions and for wild cards, it's probably likely that there will be a good old-fashioned play-in game in the National League. It's just a question of whether the Phillies can find their way back to it. And you look at the schedule and the way it shakes out right now. And again, I am not one to say that that I think the Phillies can do this or will, as I am very not bullish, bearish, as they say, on their opportunity to make the playoffs. But if you look at how the schedule shakes out, I think it very clearly all comes down to this, is 43-26 at home, this Phillies team. So just a mammoth, drastic, monster, humongous difference between their home and road splits, and obviously the 8-game stretch in Atlanta and then in Colorado. Daunting. But right now, you know, look, again, I think you could say the season's already over. Very unlikely that the Phillies are able to mount this insurmountable type of lead here, even though it's not quite insurmountable, but it is not great. But look, if they're going to do it, it's these next 9 games. That's what the season. I know that look, they have to beat the Braves. That's obvious. It's pretty self-explanatory when you're this far back and you're facing them. But what I'm talking about is the next 9 games against bad teams. And there are three. The last time they played each of these teams in a series, they lost that series. And with two of them, they lost both the series, or back-to-back series, whatever you want to call it. But they've got the Nationals, the Marlins, and the Mets. It starts tonight. 3 at home against the Nationals. 3 at home against the Marlins over the weekend. 3 at home against the Mets. That's it. 9 straight home games. They have to win 7. That's where they're at right now. I mean, look, you never know what the Braves are going to do, but the Phillies need to say, all right, The one thing that we have done consistently all season long without fail is we've won games at home. That's the one spot where no matter where we've regressed, no matter what else has happened, we still kick butt at Citizens Bank Park. Welp, guess what? The season's coming down to you putting that on display. As again, highly unlikely that this Phillies team has any chance right now to really make the playoffs. Again, it is far from over from a numerical, mathematical standpoint, but I wouldn't bet my money on the Phillies making the playoffs with 4.5 back with 20 to play. But if it's going to happen, it's going to happen because of the next 9 games. And then, of course, the self-explanatory, they have to beat Atlanta more than Atlanta beats them at the end of the season. They have to go to Colorado and hold their own. But the season comes down to the next 9 games. 3 at home. Nationals, Marlins, Mets. That's why it matters. And again, I'm asking this Phillies team to win 7 of 9 against 3 teams that continue to beat up on them when they play them. 3 bad teams that for some reason the Phillies have just struggled against. So I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not saying it's likely to happen. I'm not saying it might happen. I'm just saying it's what has to happen. If this Phillies team is going to have any chance of making the playoffs, if they want these last, the big 11, the 11 games, the gauntlet at the end of the season, 7 against the Braves and 4 in Colorado, if they want those games to even matter, if they want it to even be fun, they have to win 7 of 9 or 6 of 9 or 9 of 9. Let's go. Seriously, though, I'm not saying it to sound flippant or whatever about it. It's just a fact here. Like, the season comes down to these 9 games. And again, I don't think they're going to win 7 of 9. I don't know how you could possibly look at this team right now and say, "Oh yeah, hey, they're gonna go on a run now." Why? Why would they go on a run right now? I don't feel good about them going on a run right now. But I'm just saying, if they have any chance, the run has to start now. I mean, it's probably too late anyway. But you got enough games with the Braves where if you can win 7 of 9 and maybe the Braves win 4 of their next 9, huh? All of a sudden, you're a game and a half back. All right, let's roll. We'll see. Again, not feeling great about it. The starts tonight, though. Big, big, big series. The look, again, if they lose one more series, I think it's pretty much over. Because they're not going to go sweep the Marlins and sweep the Mets and then go and sweep the Braves. It's just not going to happen. So it's all coming down to this. This starts tonight. Jake Arrieta against Eric Fed on the nice matchup there. You feel good about that one. Nick Pivetta against Tanner Roark tomorrow. A nice one as well. And then Aaron Nola on the hill against Steven Strasburg on Wednesday. So we'll see. It's put up or shut up time yet again, and it's unlikely they're going to get it done, but I'll be there to root for them, and I will hope beyond hope that maybe some sort of switch gets turned and all of a sudden things start working out. Either way, we'll be back to talk about it all tomorrow on Phillies Today. Until then, keep it here. We got you covered all day long right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.